Blog Talk Radio.
What up? How's everybody out there doing? I want to say welcome to Soul Every Day with Petey Pig. Let me hit the ghetto bell for everybody who's listening. Hey, first and foremost, let me give a shout out to all the positive people doing positive things. It was a long weekend. I mean, it wasn't really long. It just seemed kind of long because, you know, football. It's in full effect, and when football is in full effect, I know some of us, man, we have a hard time. You know what I mean? Last week, Texas Tech suffered their first loss to their season opener in Houston at NRG Stadium to the Ole Miss Rebels. And, you know, and it just wasn't a very good feel for it. You know what I mean? And I was like, it's okay. We got a game next week. You know what I mean? And Texas Tech bounced back pretty big this week. So I was actually in a better mood than I was, just slightly. You know what I mean? It don't matter if you win by inch or a mile. You know what I'm saying? Winning is winning. So shout out to them Red Raiders. We will get into that. The Cowboys actually played this weekend too as well. I was actually really excited about that, man. You know, I'm not really excited about what Dak Prescott said about the anthem and Jerry Jones and all of that. And that's why sometimes, man, I hate to say this, but sometimes what's going on publicly, man, that's why I always feel like at the end of the day I try to do what's right. I'm not saying like what Dak and them is doing was wrong, but I'm a real fan and real believer of energy. You know what I'm saying? It's all about clean energy. There's good consequences and there's bad consequences. And I just felt like when everybody started going at Zach and the Cowboys, whenever he didn't answer the question the way majority of people wanted him to answer it, and I was like, see, that's going to do it right there for the Cowboys. It's like, because a lot of people ride for the Cowboys, and a lot of people hate the Cowboys. And for the people who already hate the Cowboys, this is just right up the alley for them. Because now they really super hate the Cowboys, and that could affect a person's game. You know what I mean? I'm not giving Dak no passes like that. But I'm just like, man, see, they're going to have a tough time this year. But they lost to the Panthers 8-16 in Colorado. Zeke, he did not get 100 yards, man. The boy got 69 yards on 15 carries. Dak Prescott, he threw for 170 yards. He went 19. He completed 19 passes out of 29 attempts, which means he had 10 incomplete passes. But what everybody's talking about is Dak Prescott. I saw somebody put on their Facebook, oh, he's playing like a Republican. I was like, I gotta hit the ghetto bell for that though. Because no matter what side of the fence you on, you know what I'm saying, that was funny. You know what I'm saying, just from my point of view. You know what I mean? But what everybody's talking about is that fumble at the end of the game. The Cowboys still had a shot. They still had a shot, yo. And what's frustrating about it, the dude had time. He had time. Like, he went to scramble. He went to do this. He went in and out and looked like he was hesitating to come back around and fumble! Somebody called the Little Giants, man. But no, man. And it just made me believe. I'm like, man, I'm a really firm believer of Dak Prescott, man. He has an incredible journey with the Ole Miss. You know, he lost his mom early on. He came and had that. First of all, he wasn't drafted high. You know what I'm saying? I remember my neighbor watching Dak Prescott's first preseason. And I wasn't even really too much into it. He was like, hey, bro, that Dak Prescott, man. That Dak Prescott, man, hey, he can go. A lot of people are going to be talking about him. And I was like, you know, so I checked him out a little bit in the preseason. But then that's when Tony Romo ended up getting injured, and Dak just took off. You know, Zeke just took off. If you ask me, Zeke looked a little slow. I mean, shoot. If you ask me, though. You know what I mean? I was just like, something just ain't right with these Cowboys. Don't really understand what's really going on. But Ezekiel Elliott, I bet you Zeke didn't miss that Dez Bryant. What y'all think? Y'all think them cowards? I'm not really going to say Jason Garrett, but even he might do, because there's a lot of memes about Jason Garrett. You know what I'm talking about? Coach right now, even when you can't, just keep on clapping. I'm just like, oh, sweet baby Jesus, these memes are ridiculous. But, you know, to each his own, the boys play the New York Giants. One of my high school teammates, man, he actually plays defensive line for the Giants. Shout out Robert Thomas. But yeah, that's who they play next week. We're going to see how they're going to hold up. Odell Beckerman, have y'all seen Saquon Barkley for the Giants? Oh, man, Saquon Barkley. Hey, now that dude is the truth. When everybody was all up on his jock, just after that first run in preseason, he broke. You know what I'm saying? And then, oh, he's going to be a beast. He's actually the first rookie running back in New York Giants history to rush for 100 yards in his season opening rookie game. Let me hit the ghetto bell for Saquon. All righty. Shout out to them. But we're going to see how them, oh, man, we can see how them Cowboys open up, man. But I may need to roll with the Giants, man. Odell Beckham, he look fresh. He look fresh. The $1 million man, he look fresh. Cowboys look a little frustrated. We need a leader to come up. We need you, Dak. I know we ain't got Dez. We ain't got Jason Witten. It looked like we needed him. But Jason Witten, hey, he done switched over to the media world. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? But Zeke, we need y'all to eat. We need you to eat some chitlins. We need you to eat something. You know what I'm saying? But yo, what a Red Raider fans at? Let me hit the ghetto bell for the Red Raiders. Before I get into this, last week, the Mar Cardinals, believe it or not, put up 70 points against their opponent. This week, they traveled down to a city called Lubbock, Texas, a.k.a. Raiderville, and got put behind the wheel. Them Red Raiders put up 77 points. Yes, I'm in Raiderville. The Red Raiders beat Lamar Cardinals 77-0. You got to get that money, boo-boo. It was an exciting win for the city and the Texas Tech Red Raiders because they had head coach Cliff Kingsbury. But me personally, I was not impressed. Wasn't impressed at all. Started out kind of slow. Our speed seemed kind of slow. And overall, you know what I'm saying? Overall, as a collective unit, I got to give us a, let's say a B-minus. Let's say a B-minus. Even though we got the shutout. A shutout is great. Let me hit the ghetto bell for the shutout. You know what I'm saying? It's been plenty of times, you know. But defensively, we haven't had a shutout since 2006. And Lamar Cardinals only had a total of 182 yards. Let me hit the ghetto bell for David Garrett. You know what I'm saying? And some people, you're crazy, Pete. You're effing crazy. You're not impressed. I'm like, no. If you look at the sideline of us, of the players, as we kept racking up points, you didn't see no smiles on their face. You didn't see them really celebrating. You didn't see them talking about, ooh, look at me now. Man, you saw them business. Business, business, business. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Allen Bowman, the freshman. He completed 22 or 25 passes for 282 yards and two TDs. He did sit the entire second half, but then here comes Mr. Jeff Duffy. Reminds me of the Simpsons beer. You know what I'm saying? Jeff Duffy, his first carry was an amazing carry. We got us one. You know what I'm saying? And just so you know it, that's why the mobile quarterbacks, whoa. Next thing you know, he's throwing an interception. Threw it right to the dude, too. And that was textbook for that Lamar Cardinal DB. He just, you know, looked like he was in that cover, too. Just dropped back. And old dude looked like he was throwing it right to him. Interception. Come on, Duffy. Come on, man. You look athletically look like you can do it, man. But I got to hit the ghetto bell for Allen Bowman. You know what I'm saying? That boy did his thing, man. Just so shout out to the Red Raiders. But to me, like I said, I really wasn't impressed. You know what I mean? Defensive, like I said, it's the first shutout since 2006. And that defense looked ready, though. But I'm just worried about whenever we get into the Big 12 play. Did y'all see them OU stars? Woo! They put it on UCLA. Goodness gracious. And some of these young teams, man, did you know TCU is the only school that got a consistent coach since, like, the past 10 years? You know what I'm saying? We got a heavy season ahead of us, man. This week we play 8 times. University of Houston. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury's old stomping ground. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna see. We gonna see. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. You guys, I'm about to get ready to be on Lubbock's number one for hip-hop and R&B, 104.9 The Beat. I'm about to go live from 3 to 7 p.m. Shout-out to all the positive people doing positive things, man. You can catch me at 104.9thebeat.com if you're listening in your car or on your phone. But if you're in the, but if you're in the car, put it on 104.9 The Beat. You hear me? Put it on 104.9 The Beat, man. Positive things happen to positive people. Yo, I was about to say, yo, that's the word on the street. That's what I'm about to get ready for. But that's the best song every day with your boy, PDP. Uh-huh.